Alright, we're ready? 3, 2, 1. Alright, let's get the video rolling.
Okay, okay.
You clap.
Alright, I'll clap.
3, 2, 1. Alright, let's go again. One more time. Just for the podcast. 3, 2. Hello and welcome to Butts to Nuts, a movie review podcast hosted by me, Ben Charlesworth, and my brother, Scott Charlesworth.
Hello there.
Oi.
Hey. Whoa.
Scott,
hey.
How are you, buddy? You feeling?
Oh, I'm feeling fantastic. Vibrant, even.
Vibrant, yeah.
I feel a little wobbly.
A little wobbly?
Yeah, because I just ate 4 Vitabrits with a bit of maple syrup, and I haven't done my morning poo yet, so I'm a little bit wobbly. I've got it in me, and it's ready to go. It's like a cannon.
Okay, the cat's out of the bag.
Cocked and loaded.
I didn't want to bring this up in this public forum, but seeing as you're talking about your morning poo...
Yeah.
What's going on, man? Your poo etiquette has slipped.
I know, it has slipped a little bit.
I've been... Now, this is true. This isn't for a bit. I'm using this as a public forum.
Oh, shit.
I've been walking into the bathroom. I think I'm allowed to say that.
Yeah, you've been walking into the bathroom.
I've been walking into the bathroom.
Yeah, yeah.
I think I'm allowed to say that. And I open up the toilet seat.
Oh, no.
What do I find in there? I don't find any logs. I don't find any nuggets. So thank Christ for that. But you know what I do find?
What is that?
I find clumps of your toilet paper that I know you've left in there.
I don't think that was me. I'll be honest with you. I just don't think that was me.
I know what you're doing. You put too much toilet paper in the toilet, so when you flush, you think it's all gone. You also do a dine and dash and don't watch the flush. What I do is I close it, I flush it, because I don't want the poo spray, and then I open up and go, oh, yeah, we're good.
I
got dirty hands, so it doesn't matter.
I will deny the allegations. I'm completely innocent.
Just a little, oh, yep, we're good.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm finding toilet paper.
Well,
and it is disgusting.
Look, I'm not going to put my hand up to be the guilty person here, because I don't think it's me. I don't think it's me.
You think it's me?
No, I don't think it's you either.
Well, Mum's not dropping deuces and leaving. No. Mum doesn't poo.
True.
I don't know, man. It reminds me as well. Yesterday, I was in the car. I saw this bus go past me on the, you know, on roundabout. You have to give way to the right.
Yes.
So this bus said this is a good segue. The Italian bilingual school.
Yeah.
Do you know what that is as its acronym?
Tell me.
IBS.
Oh.
So it's either the Italian Bilingual School or Irritable Bowel Syndrome. And I thought that was very funny.
That's
what I reckon you have, because you always shit in a mess.
Well, I don't have Irritable Bowel Syndrome, but I do have wobbly guts right now.
Speaking of Italians,
that's very on brand, actually.
Thank you.
We watched the movie Goodfellas, a classic, one of the all-time gangster movies based on, Nicholas Pileggi's Wise Guy book.
Mm-hmm.
And it's based on a true story.
It's all true.
Based on.
Yeah, yeah.
Very, mostly true.
Henry Hill's a real person. Apparently, after the premiere, he revealed his identity, and so then he lost his witness protection. Because, spoilers, he goes into witness protection at the end.
So he was like, hey, fame and glory right here.
Yeah.
Just kidding. The mob's after you now.
I haven't searched up if he's alive or that. Should we say that?
We should say if he's still alive. I would presume he's dead by now. Because it's been a long time since this movie's come out.
Still alive. Here we go.
When did this...
No, he's dead. He died in 2012.
Right.
At age
69.
Very good. I don't know how he died.
Wow, he seemed quite young.
What happened?
That's quite young.
Passed away.
I didn't expect him to be 69 in 2012. I thought he would have been way older than that.
From a long-term heart disease.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. A lot of cocaine would contribute to that.
A lot of cocaine, a lot of smoking.
A lot of just living it up like a king, pretty much. Doing the old Elvis Presley.
I search Henry Hill up, and the second article is, why wasn't Goodfellas Henry Hill murdered by the mob? Why not?
Why not?
Why not, Scott?
Why was he not murdered? It's a good question. We don't have the answer to you, but you have to watch the movie to get some more details.
Well, speaking of Italians and IBS,
yeah.
Please give me the synopsis for this film.
Absolutely. Well, I will tell you, a young man grows up in the mob and works very hard to advance himself through the ranks. He enjoys his life and the money and luxury, but he's oblivious to the horror that he causes. A drug addiction and a few mistakes ultimately unravel his climb to the top, based on the book Wise Guy by Nicholas Pileggi.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And that Nicholas Pileggi was also a producer on this film.
It makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, yeah. Keeping it accurate.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good that he would do that.
My first thing.
Oh, please.
All right.
Is this a negative point that you're bringing to the table right now?
No, but I can see I had that. I had that tone.
You had that tone about you.
I had that tone.
I don't want to call you out on it, but it was a bit offensive, frankly.
Yeah.
And I think you should apologize.
No, fuck you.
Yeah, fuck you.
I think you've been pooing, and I don't think you've been flushing. So I think I can say what I want. Okay. Like, goddamn please, you okay. Slut.
Okay.
Okay, here's my point. Most films have, like, a very distinguished three-act structure, you know? Like, you can see it. This film feels very different. Kind of doesn't really... Like, it does have a three-act structure in a way, but it just flows.
It's more. It's just so many acts.
I just feel like it's just flows perfectly. It just doesn't have that sort of... Here's clearly, like, you know...
Yeah.
The... I studied film for 1 month at TAFE. I should know this.
You're talking about the rise, then like the climax in the middle, and then it's kind of like the resolution at the end, right?
Yeah. There's the conflict, and then there's like the series of events.
Yeah.
The all hope is lost moment, and then the resolution. It didn't really happen like that. It's just sort of like events.
Events, yeah.
I don't know. It's just so interesting. It feels so different, yet it works.
Well, it feels kind of like real life, I feel. It is a sequence of events, but exactly right. It's the way that the flow goes through the movie makes it feel just so natural. And just, I think the way that time passes is really well done.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just, oh my God, it's fantastic.
They don't have to show the dates much. Like, you know, I mean, saying like, oh, it's 1980. Yeah, they do when it's really important and it's like, hey, this is a flashback. Now it's 1980.
And that's only when dates should be ever shown. I'm a firm believer of that, of like not going, okay, now it's this time. No, just do it when it needs to be. And I think that this movie encapsulates that perfectly. Yeah.
And you get that where the story's moving. Like,
of course. Yeah.
They showed the, obviously the first scene, which is incredible. Where they're burying that, I've already forgot the bloke's name who they're burying, but. Anyway, Jimmy, Henry, and Tommy are all burying him.
All right. One of my favorite quotes from the start of that scene, as far back as I can remember, I always wanted to be a gangster.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so good. Oh. And then it zooms in on his face and the music. So good.
All the names coming in.
Oh, yeah. That was sick as well.
God, this movie's so good.
It felt very fast-paced as well. Like moving through, if we're going to keep talking about the structure for a bit.
The structure, the storyline, it was just bang, bang, bang. You were never bored. Everything that you saw, like, I don't know, location-wise and color palette and stuff, I think really helped keep the story bouncing, you know, because you were just experiencing these new settings and it was just like coming at you so visually appealing. The story was just getting more interesting. The lore was getting thicker.
Yeah.
Like, it was just, it just kept building and building and building. And you were never having a dull moment while watching this movie. It felt exciting the entire time.
Kind of felt like a TV show structure.
Oh,
now thinking of it,
yeah. I couldn't say it better myself, honestly. Yeah. Yeah, exactly right.
Like, it's every moment was like, whoa, like as if it was reeling you into the next scene, like how a TV show does for the next episode.
I know, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'd also enjoyed that, like, some moments didn't even add to, like, the overall story.
Yep.
Because it's just like, you just needed them. Like, it just fleshed out characters a bit.
Yep.
I think the great thing about how this structure was you sort of forgot that you were watching a movie and you just get so immersed with it. Something about how Martin Scorsese does it. Just like, man, he's in that world.
He's just a masterclass of a director.
You feel attached. Like, yeah. Definitely feel attached.
I think this is a Scorsese special right here. Like, this is the pinnacle of what he can do. You've got, like, the the obviously like the taxi driver sort of vibe.
I'm not familiar. What's that?
But like, it's a fantastic movie from the 70s. If you didn't know, wow. Actually,
okay, I'll have to check it out.
But just like his lead up through his movies to this point, like this is Martin Scorsese to a T right here. He's the gangster man.
Yeah. I mean, he's done a lot of good movies, you know, Shutter Island, bloody Taxi Driver, The Room, this, Goodfellas. Like, yes. I mean, the list goes on.
The list goes on. It's unbelievable.
Toy Story 3.
Man, when he came out with that movie,
I didn't expect it.
I didn't expect Woody to massacre all those people.
Well, let's stop fucking around the bush and start beating this shit.
Okay.
Can
you tell me, now I want you to give me your honest,
still my point.
Honest thoughts. How hungry were you whenever a food scene came along in this movie?
Too hungry.
Okay. The best food scene of all time in this movie, and I don't want to debate about it because I'm right. It's the jail scene.
Oh, okay.
It's the jail scene. When Ray Liotta, I'm just going to say actor names rather than...
Well, I'm going to say Henry, because I'm a fucking stickler.
Okay, good old Harry.
I was going to say count it down 3, 2, 1, and we say what the best scene was, but we already agree, so it's fine. Keep going.
Pulling out his salamis.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, he pulled his salamis and his cheeses and all of his wines, and oh my God, it was like a bag of mystery.
Yeah, it was great.
I was like, wow, this is the best jail experience anyone could ever have.
I would go to jail if that's what jail was.
If that's what jail was, I wouldn't be on the outside.
Although I have also seen American History X, so, you know.
Well, yes, that would be the other side of jail.
Yeah, it would. It is the other
side. It is the other side. Yeah.
They're going through one hole, and the other one's going... Anyway.
Yeah.
American History X we'll get to. But
so that'll be in the long list of disturbing movies that we watch.
Yeah.
I mean, look, that movie in comparison to some other movies probably wouldn't be that disturbing. I mean, we've seen American History X.
Oh, with the curb bit. That's pretty disturbing.
That is pretty disturbing.
I don't care.
I'm not, I'll be honest, I'm not looking forward to Human Centipede when we watch that.
Are we doing that, though?
Yeah, I think we have to. I think we have to.
Number one, I think I can deal with, but number two's like, I've heard shit about that. And then thank you. And then I've also heard a lot about 3.
Yeah.
That's like the prisoners, right? Where they get like all the men in a massive line.
Yeah, it's the the ward snake.
Imagine if you were dude 30 out of like 65.
Oh, yeah.
You'd be hating life, wouldn't you?
Oh, man, you'd just be like, well, I think I'm just going to get an infection and die.
Would you rather be at the front or the back?
Definitely the front, because you get to eat the food. Because
I don't think your shit would be shit anymore. I think it would still be like... Also, that's not right, because you get to like guy 40 and everyone's already absorbed all the nutrients, so everyone's dead. Even with 3, it's not going to work.
Have you just realized that we're talking about Human Centipede in a good balance review?
It's what Martin would have wanted.
I mean, we started the podcast talking about shit. So,
Oh, yeah. Well, I was trying to use shit as a segue to the Italian bilingual school, which was a segue into this.
Look, I'll be honest, I'm just thinking about the prison scene still, those salamis and cheeses. And
what about the garlic? Oh. Slicing it with a razor blade.
So thin that you put it in the sauce, it melts completely.
Great.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's so good. And I loved it how he was so precise with the razor blade as well.
I also like that that Paulie gets involved as well. Good to see.
Yeah. Paulie's a good dude.
He is a good dude.
We were saying this. At the end of the... Like, after they got pinched and they were in jail, Paulie's like, hey, I don't want the heat. Don't fuck this up. Just stay under the radar. Stop doing the cocaine deals.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Henry and the boys, they just go behind his back and do it. Why aren't you just making sausages with Paulie? Start your deli up. Awesome. You know how good of cooks you are.
He's a good mob boss as well. He doesn't really, like... He seems like a nice guy.
I mean, I don't know about the real Paulie. Maybe he wasn't a nice guy.
Look, I know he was whacking people left, right, and center.
Oh, yeah.
And he was also killing people.
But that's just part of the business, man. That's just a part of the business.
Yeah, business is business. But, you know, I don't know. I feel like he was a nice guy.
I think he was a wise guy.
You'd be in the... Yeah. I did like the words they used.
Yeah?
Like whacked. the joint, schmuck,
pinched.
Wise guys, pinched.
Good fella. Good. Hey, he's a good fella.
Oh, man, so good.
Yeah.
No, the prison scene was good.
Yep.
Karen was great when she was yelling at him. She's like, I don't want to give you this salami. And she was fucking throwing all the food at him.
I love Karen so much.
Love Karen.
Karen, maybe, I think she's my second favorite character. I think she's my second favorite character.
Second favorite Karen.
Duh. Ah, that was really well done.
Thank you. What you do you should, like about Karen?
Well, she's very pretty. And she's very, you know what? She's actually a very good force against Henry, that push and pull sort of thing.
Mm.
Like, she's actually got a very interesting character where she's like, you know, so encapsulated by him. She just desires Henry, can't get away from him, but she's like, oh, knows deep down that this is wrong to stay with him, but she just can't resist. It's almost like he's her drug sort of thing.
How the fuck could he cheat on her, though?
With, how like, could...
That other lady.
That is like, just, oh my God. That breaks my heart.
That broke my heart.
Karen deserves the world. And I never thought I would say such words.
Karen's a beautiful lady.
She's a beautiful lady.
And a great actor.
Yep.
Lorraine Bracco.
Yeah,
I believe her name is.
Fantastic.
I think she was also really good when she pulled the gun on Henry.
That was great character. That was good.
I mean, if I was going to go out, I'd go out like that.
Yeah.
I'd have
calm
a great...
Calm down. And you know from that scene when she's got that gun to his head, like, you know Henry's about to snap. You can see it in his eyes.
He's got that dog in him.
He's got that... He's got that good fella in him.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. That bad fella.
That bad fella.
Yeah. You just... It's just such a... Oh, I love the switch of that scene. Like, she's restless and just ready to fucking kill this guy. Yeah. And then when she gives in, bang, Henry's on it. He's like, you fucking... And you just see the absolute devil come out in him.
Yeah.
He becomes a monster.
He doesn't give a fuck about her.
Yeah.
Not really. Like, he does, but he doesn't.
But not really, though. It's about the lifestyle.
Yeah, he's just keeping her around because he needs to.
Even, like, he does love her, though. He does love her.
Do you reckon?
He does.
Yeah.
But he's just addicted to the life of the gangster man. Mm. Like, it's addiction is all through this movie. You know, you see it obviously with drugs and things like that, but he wants the fame, he wants the attention, the money, the cars.
Yeah, being untouched.
The pussy. He can't get enough of it.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah.
I mean, that's pretty cool, though.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Would you be a gangster?
Bro, I would be a gangster in a heartbeat.
Yeah, it'd be fucking sick, eh? Like, if you lived across the road, like, back then.
Yeah.
And you're like, fuck that.
I'd be a gangster for, like, 10 years of my life, and then I'd settle down like Paulie.
No, you can't do that.
I'd settle down like Paulie.
That's because he's a top dog. You're not a top dog.
Yeah, but we can... Oh, no, yeah. We can't be top dogs. We don't have full Italian blood.
You're getting whacked, bro.
No, not necessarily.
You're getting whacked. They're looking at you. You're getting whacked.
I don't know. I think you're getting whacked.
Nah, you're like that Maury bloke who wants the money all the time. That would be you.
Maury and his wigs.
And his wigs. Yeah. That would be you. You know who I'd be?
Yeah.
I'd be, I think his name's Carbone or something.
Yeah.
The guy with the perm.
Well, Carbone. That's
who died in the meat truck.
Yes.
He was frozen on the
Frankie.
Hook. Frankie Carbone, I think it was.
Yeah. Well, is that his real name or is that his... because he's Frankie in both, in real life and in the movie as well.
Let me check the old Google machine. Yeah. Frankie Carbone.
Oh my God. Look at his head.
Yeah. The guy with the perm.
You look like Frankie.
I am Frankie Carbone, you know? I love it as well. He walks in after they just got the big score.
Yeah.
You know, when they stole the Henry, Jimmy, and Tommy went behind Paulie's back and did that big score, like on the airport. What did they just steal money or they steal drugs? I can't even remember that now. That's embarrassing. We just watched it.
We just watched the movie and we didn't get one of the major plot points. They ended up getting $6 million out of it.
Yeah. Well, anyway, it's funny when then. That scene where they're in the bar? The bar celebrating and then that first guy walks in and he's got like his pink Cadillac outside or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Jimmy getting upset, understandably. Fucking idiots buying all their shit.
Yeah.
And then Carbone walks in right after with the mink coat. Like,
it just, oh man, it's just the icing on the cake, honestly. It's
so stupid. And then Henry goes and buys shit as well. The next scene, I bought the most expensive tree. Fucking idiot, bro.
It's crazy. This movie is actually a comedy in most parts of it.
Like, oh, yeah.
It's like it's not supposed to be all the time, but Scorsese has a fantastic sense of humor.
Well, if you want to talk about comedy, talk about Joe Pesci as Tommy.
Oh, my God. Hey, I'm not... You're calling me a funny guy. Yeah. I'm not... What? You calling me a funny guy?
Yeah.
Hey, you're just funny. You say funny things.
That's, oh, yeah. That is...
That whole scene is like, you're on edge, man.
I'll save it, but I got a point, a trivia point about that. But that is such a good scene. Yeah. The first time I watched it, I felt really uncomfortable. But then when we watched it, like, just then, well, a bit before...
It's Goodfellas was great on a second watch.
Yeah.
And so like the second time you watched it, sorry,
I was just laughing the whole time.
Cause you know what's going to happen.
Yeah. So I just found it so funny. Yeah. Most of Tommy's scenes, the first time I watched it, I was really on edge cause I didn't know what he was going to do. But then obviously now that I know what he's going to do, it's all these scenes are just hilarious to me.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's the thing because you know, he's not as tough as he makes himself out to be. But Paulie was saying he's like, you know, he's the mafia cowboy. He's the Italian cowboy.
Yeah, yeah.
Going around gunslinging, he's too reckless. That's why they had to put him down. Because they're like, this guy, he's just fucked too much shit up.
And he killed someone who was made.
Oh, well, yeah.
That was stupid. That was stupid of him, that fight.
Killed the... a top dog.
Yeah.
Someone on the table.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Were you more annoyed at Tommy when he killed the bloke who was made or when he killed that spider bloke who served him the drink?
A spider.
Same.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought, like, his character, you like his character up until that point. And then from then on, you're like, fuck this guy. I don't really care that much about him. But then, like, there was a bit of a redemption thing when, like, you know, oh, he's going to get made, you know?
Yeah.
It's going to be, you know, kind of like a bit of a turn up for his character. But nah, like, when he kills the kid, it's like, man, you were a kid back then. They gave you a chance, the older mob bosses and stuff.
Yeah.
And now you're just, like, completely turning it on its head sort of thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, that's... first time I watched it, I didn't expect him to die.
No.
From being made. That was nuts.
That was pretty crazy.
Like we discussed this yesterday when we watched Goodfellas and we're like, oh, fuck, I did not expect that.
Did not expect that the first time watching. And it's crazy how they shot him in the face as well, like, well, through the back of the head, through the face, so he couldn't have an open casket.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was savage.
So his mum couldn't see him.
Oh, man, and like saying goodbye to his mother before he leaves as well, and he's saying, this is... crazy foreshadowing, but no more holy paintings and stuff like that. Like she was painting holy paintings before he was going.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, geez, that's a call out to death if I've ever seen one.
Want to talk about foreshadowing?
Please.
The
show me some shadows, man.
Oh, where was it? At the start, where young Henry gets arrested for the first time.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, like, obviously he gets off the charges and all that. And then Jimmy says to him, what do you say? He says, there's two rules. It's my autocorrect's fucked up here. Yeah, this is what it says.
What have you written?
Don't eat your friends and always shut your mouth. Great foreshadowing. It meant to say, don't rat on your friends and always shut your mouth.
Yeah.
Don't eat your friends either.
No, don't eat your friends. I mean, if you're feeling extra hungry, just save it.
I don't know how that happened.
That's crazy.
That's my bad.
I like that.
Fucking autocorrect. Bro, autocorrect stuffs me up all the time, I swear to God. I can't say shit. It won't let me say shit. It always says shut. Well, you say...
You can turn autocorrect off.
But I can't spell. I don't know how to spell.
I mean, neither. So.
Or when you say fuck and it autocorrects to duck. All the time. All the time.
Yeah.
I hate it, bro. I hate it.
Yeah.
Or even sometimes when I'm trying to say were and it autocorrects to we are. Like, you know, like the...
Well, it's more apostrophe. It's more common to say the we are were in a sentence.
No, it's not.
I mean, texting, yes.
But it should take context of what I'm saying. It doesn't make sense. Grammatically.
Grammatically. No, you're correct there.
It's fucking stupid.
That's ridiculous. You should take this up with whoever does autocorrect.
Apple. Tim Cook.
Yeah.
I'm coming for you, Tim.
Fuck you, Tim.
You dog.
You corpo scum.
Give us a point.
I will give you some points. Now, I want to draw your attention to probably my favorite character of the entire movie. And that is none other than Robert De Niro's Jimmy.
Oh, yeah.
I love Jimmy so much.
Yeah, Jimmy's great.
He is just so stoic at times, but then he's like the first time you meet him, he's just like, yeah, giving out like money to people, and you know, he seems like the life of the party sort of thing.
And an immortal guy who can't be touched.
Yeah, seriously. And just his entire attitude to his character and how it evolves throughout the movie is really cool.
Mm.
He goes from like this confident badass to kind of like a bit of a skittish guy.
Yeah.
And then a backstabber, like a ratty backstabber in the end.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he tried to get Karen killed, send her down the alleyway and get, I don't know.
Which is pretty stupid of him. He should have walked with her the whole time to get her killed. Why didn't he just be like, go down that alley. Nah, that one over there.
That
like
one.
500 meters over there. And then just in that little alley there.
Yeah, go down that alley.
Walk with her and then push her in.
Yeah, you've got it all figured out.
Well, I mean, he was a hitman.
Yeah, he was a hitman.
Come on, Jimmy.
I mean, that was
you
his
know
favorite.
How to do this shit.
Yeah, you come on, mate. You've been doing this
walk
for 50
with her,
years.
Keep chatting about, I don't know, whatever they were chatting about.
Yeah.
I got a lovely dress behind here for you.
Yeah.
And then boom, then you can kill her. Yeah. Easy.
Wow, you must be a hitman. Are you giving away something that you're not telling us?
Yep. I'm whacking people.
You're
day,
whacking people.
And I'm also killing them.
You're whacking off, man.
I'm whacking people off left, right, and center.
Yeah, you're.
And
a,
I kill them.
You're a professional whack offster.
Yeah, man. I'm a professional whack man.
Yeah.
Just whacking off everyone. Come to me.
and that's
come.
Where the podcast is going to end. We're going to cut it right there.
Professional whack off. They come.
They come.
Exactly right. All the time. No, Jimmy was great.
Jimmy was so good. I loved how, once Tommy died, his character was like full into, okay, shit, we could get whacked now.
But did you take his side in a way?
What do you mean, take his side?
Well, he only wanted Henry whacked because he was like, well, if Henry then spills the beans about like the whole operation, then he's got to die. So he's only protecting his own back.
And, yeah.
Like, in a way.
But he's a dog for doing it though.
Well, Henry's a dog for going against the mob.
Yeah, this is true.
So really.
All of them are dogs.
Only the mobs. You know, only Paulie's the guy.
Only Paulie's the G. He kept it real the entire time. You know what? Fuck everyone else. Paulie's the best.
Genuinely, after a second watch, I'm like, look, I don't sympathize with Henry as much. It's like, he got warned.
And he was coked up to the max as well. That was affecting his judgment really poorly.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Really poorly.
Poorly.
Because he got told, look, I know what you did in prison. I know what you did, the cocaine. You can't fool me, but hey, just stop it from now on and we're good.
We're good.
And then he was surprised that all he got was $3,200 when all he needed was some money. Like, come on, bro.
Come on, mate. What? Is he going to hand out an entire freaking family estate to you? No.
Yeah.
It's going to be a bit of cash to get you off your feet. You figure yourself out.
The feds care more in the 80s about drugs than they do about stealing fucking salami and cigarettes. Just keep doing that, man.
Just keep doing that.
They did it for how many years? It would have been fine. And then he rats everyone out to save himself, which is fair enough because, you know, you're going to die. But
and he's got to protect his family as well.
But
is it really for his family? Don't know.
When you first watched it,
did
you think, oh, that's the, he did that because that's what's right? Did you think that in your head at first or?
Well, no, he did it because that's what was right for him.
That's just the only way he could get out of this situation. There was
no
other way.
There was no
other
way.
Other than dying.
Yeah. There were the two alternatives. There was, there was a third alternative, which is similar to running away. Which is literally just running away, going down to like Mexico or something and living your life on the beach like Shawshank.
Constantly in edge.
Yeah.
Edge, yeah. But that's not going to work either.
That's not going to work. They'll find you
They'll find you.
They got friends and family everywhere.
Yeah, exactly. They'll find you.
Yeah. You need to play Mafia 2 because after watching this, There is also a Frankie in that game.
Frankie kicked the mine.
Frankie's awesome.
Oh, man. Yeah. My balls just got real sweaty.
Your balls do get sweaty.
Real, what's up?
I'm just looking at time and we're going well.
Wow, what's this the time? Fantastic. What's the time?
Oh, half an hour, mate.
Wow.
Yeah. That is incredible. Yeah. All right, give me some more. Do you have any quotes that you...
I do. Shout out Tony two times. He said everything twice.
Oh, my God. What did he say? It was, I'm going to go get the papers. Get the papers.
Yeah.
Oh, what about the scene when... Henry's about to leave and Karen's like, don't you leave. No, just wait. And he's like, oh, I have to go. I'm sorry. And then she starts giving him, like, about to give him a blowjob. And then he's like, oh, all right.
Oh, yeah. And the same thing happens with, I forget who the chick is who's mixing the cocaine.
We'll just call her Cocaine Lady.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cocaine Cassie. And then she...
His second girlfriend, by the way.
No, third.
Third?
Oh, no, second. Second. Yeah. Sorry. Please. My bad.
Please.
And then he's about to leave, and then she's like about to suck. No, not suck his dick. That's grab his dick, and he's like, whoa.
He can't resist the temptation, and that was a great show of his character. He's like, well,
I mean, it'd be hard to resist Karen.
It'd be hard to resist Karen.
I'm just saying.
I just you're just pointing out the facts.
Just like Tony two times. Like, I'm off to get the papers. The papers, man. Like, give me a break. Soundtrack. Soundtrack, anyone?
Soundtrack that you don't have to say anymore. Soundtrack. Listen to it.
Layla. The piano song, the dun 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 dun, when everyone's getting fucking killed, Jimmy's like getting rid of all the people from the job.
Fantastic montage, by the way.
So good.
And that was really like, oh wow, everyone's just getting
Everyone's dead.
Samuel Jackson was the saddest death of the movie.
Stax Edwards.
Just because Staxy Boy made a little mistake, left some fingerprints in the truck or something. What was it? That's what he did, right?
No, he didn't get rid of the truck because he got stoned and then the cops found the truck.
Yeah, but motherfucker's got to get stoned. Yeah, but Stax, man. Give him a break.
Nah, he's cut him some fucking idiot.
Cut him some Stax.
Nah, he's a fucking idiot.
No. My boy was just... He was having a good time. No. He was having a root. Got stoned and just, you know, made a little mistake.
Nah, he needed to die.
Yeah.
That's very funny when Tommy's like, take the coffee to go after they killed
Stax. And then Frankie grabs it. It's like, no, what the fuck are you doing? That was a joke. Frankie was the biggest fucking dumbass, but he was so funny.
Joe Pesci is the best, man.
He's so good. So he actually has ties with the mob, Joe Pesci. I'm pretty sure.
Bullshit.
No, I'm fairly sure he has actual ties with Italian mobs and stuff. Wow. You might have to fact check me on this, please.
Do you want me to search it up right now?
You can search it up. Maybe do a fact check just to make sure. I don't know. I saw an interview.
Does Joe Pesci...
Everything on the internet is completely real. Believe everything.
Ties to the mafia.
Yeah.
No, but Joe Pesci was around some associates or made guys of the mafia or made guys of the mafia in his neighborhood growing up, so he knew how they acted. I think that meant to say met, but that's from Quora, so I don't know if I'd trust it.
Well, that's close enough for me. That's close enough for me. I wasn't in the mafia, but, like, knew of.
Yeah, but we can all know of
people. Yeah, but, like, he had personal contacts with these guys.
We all have personal contacts. We all know someone in the mafia.
True. I forgot.
We all know people.
Big Bobby. Yeah, I forgot about Big Bobby.
Don't fuck with me, Scott. Don't fuck with me. I don't know if I really got... Oh, the cinematography was awesome.
Yes. So many good shots. So many good shots.
Long shots. So many shots. At the start, where they...
So many shots. Lots of gunshots.
You need to shut the fuck up. I'm sick of this bullshit.
Now, okay, this probably was my favorite scene of the movie. Yeah. I need to cut you off right now.
Yeah.
But it kind of ties into it because it was a very good shot.
Okay.
There is nothing better than watching a bunch of Italian gangsters shank Billy Bats in the back of a Pontiac.
Oh, yeah.
With a kitchen knife.
Oh, that was his name, Billy Bats.
Billy Bats.
We were trying to remember his name before.
Yeah, I had it written down here. I forgot.
That's right. Yeah, Billy Bats. Yeah. That was great.
Yeah.
That was great.
Oh, I love the callback to that scene. You know, you obviously know he's going to die, but you don't know how it goes down to that point. And finally, we get to see it in the bar.
Yeah, yeah.
And how quick Joe Pesci's character snaps.
Yeah.
Oh, he's like, the ego of his character is so interesting.
Oh, so good.
And it's so pathetic and petty, too.
Yeah, over the Pesci.
Pesci. It's so Pesci, man.
Yeah, it's so Pesci.
It's Pescialicious, honestly.
Yeah, yeah. That's Fergie's next song, Pescialicious, featuring Joe Pesci.
Yeah.
Pescialicious.
You know what? I think that's going to go off.
Also, the shot of like where you... They're burying the body and you just have like the brake lights lighting up the... That was upstate New York or whatever.
That was when they were digging him up again, right?
Digging him up, and I think let's say burying him. It was like similar shots.
I
think. Maybe it's just when they were
digging him up.
Yeah, it was vomiting. Yeah. And they're like, do you want an arm, a leg, a wing?
Yeah. Do you want a leg or a wing?
So good.
Oh, that was a Pesci special.
Yes. Last thing I'll say,
please,
is the intro scene in the club.
Yeah.
So we've just had all of Young Henry's stuff. By the way, shout out the actor who played Young Henry. Very good actor.
Yeah, very good actor.
And then it's like going through the club and introducing all the mobsters, and they look at the camera and say, "How you doing?" It's like, oh,
yeah,
this is like, you know, Tony, and Tony looks good. Oh, what's up? And all that shit. That was great. Yeah, that was a great scene.
That was good. Oh, and everybody, well, actually, the wedding scene as well. Everyone named
Money.
Frankie or Paul or Marie.
Marie.
They named all their daughters Marie. Hey, and my name's Marie. Yeah.
So good. All right. Well, shall we get into some trivia?
Please. Yes.
All right. According to Henry Hill, his life was on the basis of the book and film Joe Pesci's portrayal of Tommy DeSimone was 99% accurate, with one notable exception. The real Tommy was massively built.
Yeah, right.
So that's fun.
Big. That's actually a good, like, I don't know what the word would be.
Well, it's all right. Good thing we're not doing an audio medium, so we don't... We don't need to worry about words.
Yes.
The How Am I Funny scene is based on something that actually happened to Joe Pesci. While working in a restaurant, a young Pesci apparently told a mobster that he was funny, a compliment that was meant less than met with a less than enthusiastic response.
Yeah.
So it was actually a thing. And then Martin Scorsese was just like only told Ray Liotta and Joe Pesci, hey, you guys can do that scene because he really liked the idea of it.
Yeah.
And Joe Pesci told him about it.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they just improv the scene and all the background actors had no idea.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So it's like trying to get their genuine, like surprising reaction.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just awesome.
That's really well done.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
So Ray and Joe were in on it.
Yeah.
And obviously Joe told Martin about the story, and he's like, fuck it, we're putting that in the movie.
Wait, so you're telling me that this is a single take Jake?
I think this is a single take Jake, yeah.
No fucking way.
Yeah.
Scorsese, the boys, they just, hats off to them, honestly.
Martin, yeah, I know.
Take your pork pie hats off to them.
Yeah. Take your little glasses off for him.
Yeah.
What a man.
Well.
Martin Scorsese's mother, Catherine, played Tommy's mother. I think you knew that, right? So,
wait,
Tommy's
please repeat
mom,
everything
Tommy's
you just said.
Mom.
Yes.
Who's making the food at night when she comes out and says, I'll make you something. And the next scene's them with a full spread of food. So good.
That's Scorsese's mum.
That's Scorsese's real mum. And most of her scenes were just, he just let her improv.
Question, is Scorsese in the movie somewhere? Because usually he stars in his own movies too. Or he'll pop up somewhere or something. I mean, I guess maybe that's the closest he gets. Just his mother making a cameo.
Let me see.
Because obviously he stars in, well, not stars, but he's in Taxi Driver. He plays a taxi driver.
I don't know. Yeah, he must be. I think he is in, I don't know where though.
He's got to be in the background or something. Sure.
Maybe, yeah.
That's very much his style.
Interesting. I can't find anything here. I'm sure everyone's screaming online saying it's obvious, but...
It's right there.
I can't see it. But also, his father was in it. Really? So his mum and his dad were in it. That's... And his dad played Vinny the prisoner, who put too many onions in the tomato sauce.
Oh, I love Vinny.
And
Vinny
later murdered nice. Tommy. So that was Martin's dad murdered Joe Pesci.
Whoa, he was on the table?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I didn't realize that was the same bloke. I mean, I must have just been looking at Tommy dying instead of like who was killing him.
Yeah, that's the highest honor you can give your father.
Put him
in a gangster movie and shoot one of the top dogs of the movie.
Yeah, that is pretty class, actually.
That's pretty good.
I did 4 trivia points because it's just too good.
Please, it's just too good. Yeah, I don't blame you.
According to Nicholas Pileggi, the original writer of the book, and he was also a producer on this film.
Yeah.
Some mobsters were hired as extras to lend authenticity to scenes. The mobsters gave Warner Bros. Fake social security numbers and no one knows where they received their paychecks. So,
whoa.
I don't know if that's true, but that's according to him.
That's got
to
be true.
I'm going to believe it.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
That is hilarious. And that's the most Scorsese thing I could ever think of.
Real mobsters on your movie.
He wouldn't give a fuck either. He's like, hey, bud, come over here. We're going to do this. And then they'd just be like, yeah, whatever.
You know? Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Letterbox time.
Ooh. What I've been waiting for.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
From Olef. I don't know, man. There were some pretty bad fellas in this one. 4.5 stars. So, yeah.
He's right.
He's right. He's right.
He's a bit of a wise guy.
Fucking idiot.
Fucking...
Shut the fuck up, Olef.
We don't need...
Real funny joke.
Stupid.
Do you have any reviews I saw just saying that?
Yeah?
It was half the Letterboxd reviews just saying, hey, there's a few bad fellas in this one.
Ah, ha. So funny.
Not funny.
Hilarious.
Colton Criera says,
yeah,
kind of mid, no Transformers, 0.5 star. So
I actually kind of understand that.
Makes sense, I guess.
Honestly, I might need to deduct my score just based on that.
I have already. I've taken that into account.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
And HoundDog42 says, Italians are so amazing, I wish they were real. 5 stars.
True. Couldn't agree more.
Hey.
One day we will see an Italian.
Yeah, a good spread there.
Yeah.
A good spread of reviews.
Fantastic spread. Wow, well, really wise words, actually.
Well, how about you spread those lip cheeks open and start telling me your score, you old yapper?
Okay, all right, you young yapper. Listen, this movie's fantastic. It deserves 9 out of 10 nugs from me. That's it. That's the truth.
I don't want to get whacked, so I'm going to give a slightly larger score than you. I'm going to say 9.2.
What? 0.2? This has never happened on the podcast before.
I don't want to get whacked.
Wait, hold on. We're doing other decimal points now?
I don't know. You've
just changed the rules. I thought we were only doing 0.5s.
Yeah. Nice.
This is the end of the episode. Thank you for listening to the Butts to Nuts podcast. If you enjoyed the podcast and want to support us, you can do any number of these 3 things.
Number 1.
Tell a friend, a family member, or even a random person off the street to listen to our podcast.
Number 2.
Leave a review. The higher the better.
Number 3.
Follow and support us on our social media platforms, being Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok, all with the usernames Butts to Nuts. Again, thank you for listening. See you next week.